Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey y'all, what's cracking? This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies? Oh my gosh, Happy New Year, okay? January the 1st. All right now look, I gotta go ahead through the spill now. I gotta do this thing right. I gotta give it to y'all. So look, I know y'all out there being thoroughly wise, right? That did not change. It didn't change. 2019 was yesterday. It's 2020 today. But I do know that you guys are out there being wise and thorough and doing what it is that you do, Yeah. Y'all out there doing y'all thing, living y'all best life. And why do I tell y'all that? Because God made you that way. That's why. He made y'all thorough and wise. And you know what he did? He got y'all out here listening to me, okay? So you know you got to be thorough if you were out here listening to me, because this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, baby. So look, I got a word I got to drop on y'all. But before I do, look, God told me I can't switch this up. I got to say hi to these haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all, when I say hi to them? I say it a certain way. Come on, say it with me. Hi, haters, because y'all need this work, too. They need the work, too, y'all. They do, you know, because they got to get this wise counsel. So, look, mama got to drop a dime on you. So, look, I hope you guys had an amazing night doing what it is that you do, Y'all was out there shining on them, living your best life. You was out there doing that stuff. I know you was. I know you had a good time. I'm all smiles because I got a good word for y'all. You know, I got a good word for y'all. So look, let me go ahead and skate on over to the left, do a quick spin, bow, and give it to you. Okay, so look, I'm sitting up here and I'm reflecting. And I'm like, you know, everybody's talking about 2020 vision. You know, you got to be able to see straight. You know, this is the year of the 2020. You know what I mean? Right? Jeez. What does that mean? Let's take a look at that perspective. Oh, gosh. It's how you're seeing it, right? And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm about to put this thing out there in pieces for you, okay? So, since we're in 2020 now, and everybody has their little resolution, you know, I'm losing weight. You know, I'm eating better. I'm treating people better. Me, I know how to love now in 2020. You know, we all got our own little thing now. You know, we doing what it is that we do, right? But we have to make sure, and this is a quick podcast. I ain't even got to go there. It's real easy. I'm coming to y'all straightforward and direct in this 2020 thing, okay? It's all about the perspective. That's all. It's the way you look at it. So this is the challenge, all right? This is the challenge. Y'all out here trying to do all this extra stuff. I just got one challenge for you. Change the way that you look at your situation. If you're thinking negative about it, think positive. Yeah, that's it. Think total the opposite, okay, of how you used to think in 2019. And that was just yesterday, baby. And this is Just a Touch of J, okay? You got to put them pieces out there. Can you think differently? Because it's all about vision, right? You walking in that 2020, you know, 2020 perfect vision. You know, this is where we're at now. We out here doing what it is that we do. You know, we out here, we all of a sudden, that 1 minute, it changed. Boom, we in a new year. And we like, I'm doing what it is. I'm doing something different, right? But is your thinking still the same? What's up with the mentality, huh? Did you change your thinking? You know what? Hold on. Wait a minute. 1 second. I just looked at my bed in my bedroom. Oh, my gosh. Yo, I live an amazing life. Like, real talk. You know, sometimes, right, I got to go here. Because I'm talking to y'all about vision, okay? And, you know, sometimes when we're blessed, we get to take things, you know, one way or the other. And sometimes, you know, we had this good life and we just don't see it properly. And I just sat back for a second. And normally I get up. I just got up. Look, I ain't even, look, y'all, I ain't brushing my teeth, no nothing. I'm coming to y'all with the mouth and everything. We get up. I usually get up. I make my bed. And I do all that. And I step back and I say, I got to make my bed. But then I looked at it. And I said, look at all them pillows on that bed. And look at them satin sheets. And I said, I got a California king bed. I said, that's a big old bed there. And then I stood back and I said, that's a really high vaulted tray ceiling. And I said, you know what? This room is huge. I got all these windows up in here. And I looked at the bed again. I said, damn it, that's a big bed that I have. And I just had to sit back and think real quick. I never noticed it. And sometimes, y'all, we don't notice that we aren't thinking correctly. You know, we got to change our perspective. Because now, see, now I'm looking at it. I'm like, you know what? I live a little thorough and I live real wise. You know, God is good. Like, wow, I didn't know those posts were that big, you know? I have people come over, they be like, oh, I love your bed, and you know, this and that. I'm like, you know, hey, it's a bed. That's how I look at it, you know, hey. But perspective is everything. Everything about life. You got to change the way that you see things. And as I was ministering to you guys and I began to talk to you, God laid something on my heart like, look, let them know this real quick. Yeah. I'm looking at this stuff now like, damn, I live good. And y'all got to look at y'all's life the same way. Change the way you're looking at things. 2020. You know, that's the challenge. That's what it's about. It's about changing. Right? That's what y'all said y'all was doing. That's y'all little resolution. Y'all out here, I'm doing this. This is different this year. I'm going to be a better person. It's all about how you see it. God just said, look at this bed. Look at those sheets. All them pillows. Bed is, y'all, my bed is huge. Okay, my room, okay, is amazing. Okay, all right. This is just a touch of day, baby. I got a lot going on, all right? But I stand in humility when I tell you this. I didn't ever look at it like that. And a lot of y'all out here are probably looking at your lives the same way. You know, you might be out here like, oh, I can't stand this. I can't stand that. In 2020, look at it differently. You might not like your job. Maybe you're at that job to prepare you for the next job that you're going to like. Look at it differently. Maybe you're in a relationship. You know, I love relationships. We in a love doctor series. Yes. Okay. I love it. All right. But maybe you're in a relationship. You're just not looking at it properly. You're like, I can't stand this and that. And maybe that person is there to like help you. If you look at it like that, and maybe not like it's an attack or anything, your perspective might change and things might be better. Yeah. And maybe children, you know, I always got to take it there. Family, you know, they're there to help you, mold you, shape you, change you, rearrange you, and you can't stand them. You know, look at it differently. Maybe you're a single parent and you hate being a single parent, but maybe that's going to make you stronger in a lot of other areas. Maybe your children need to see that. And that's why God allowed that to happen. So it's perspective, right? It's 2020, the vision thing. That's why I'm here. That's why I had to come to y'all. I had to drop a dime in y'all. I didn't know God was going to lay the bed thing on me now. That was totally different, you know. But he laid that out there real quick because somebody needs to hear that. It's all about the way you're looking at it in 2020, okay? Perfect vision. So the challenge is to change the way that you see things, right? Quick, real quick. There's this meme that's out there. I've posted it several times. Two people in jail, right? And they're painting in the cell, okay? And they show the bars. And one person is painting bars. And the other person is painting what he sees through the bars. And it's just the way that you see things. You know your situation. So since this is 2020, and we're going straight forward, leaving 2019 behind, we talking about positive stuff. We out here living our best life. We out here doing what it is that we do, that we do, that we do. Okay? We got to look forward. All right? The straight path. We gotta look at things differently. And perspective is everything. Change it. Rearrange it. Flip that thing around. Let's see where it gets you. Call in. Let me know. All right? This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put that out there in pieces for you. Let me know. You know, because some of y'all might actually really just be out here just looking at stuff differently. You know, and you switch it up 2020. You know, you're like, dang, wow. Okay, for instance, thank you, God. You go to the gym, and you like, I got to go out here because I know y'all out here trying to work out. Y'all out here trying to lose weight like me. Y'all know I lost 60 pounds last year. Well, not even last year. Last year was over like two years. But, last year I was talking to y'all about y'all out here, y'all in the gym. And look, DeMar, since y'all just started this whole gym thing today, y'all going to be jacked up. Y'all going to be so sore later. Y'all gonna be so jacked up. But somebody can quit real quick. You know why? Because they could say, this gym life ain't for me. I tried it one time. I'm gonna have to scan on over here to the left, like Justin Such and Jay said, because I can't do this. It's too much. I ain't know my body was gonna hurt. Or look, this one got a little hard. You might go ahead and give up because you like, I ain't see no results. I spent 2-3 hours at the gym and I ain't really see nothing. And I ain't even lose a pound when I got on the scale and I got home. And I was in there sweating, did 5 miles of cardio. And do you know that I weighed the same when I got home, when I woke up in the morning? But somebody else might actually say, yo, all right, I got day two the next day. Okay, I'm a little sore. Get my protein up. Okay. I need to stretch a little more. You understand what I'm saying? Because their perspective is slightly different than yours. So you just got to change it. That's all. And this is just such a J, baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. It just came to me and I was just like, you know what? Let me go ahead and do a podcast real quick about your thinking. Because sometimes we got stinking thinking. You know who says that? Shout out to you, Joyce Myers, if you listening. She's a pastor, y'all. She gets down. She's talking about stinking thinking, how she just used to just think horribly. I've been there. A lot of y'all out there right now, look, okay? We all human. We all out here struggling. We all got stuff going on. But that got to be the thing for 2020, our perspective, y'all. We got to start seeing things differently. We can't be, look, please don't make me go back to 2019, okay? Because I said I wasn't doing that. But we can't be doing the stuff that we used to do or we're going to get the same daggone results. You know what the definition of it, insanity is. All right now. Keep on doing the daggone same thing, expecting something else to be different. No, change your thought process, please. That's what we need to work on, this 2020 vision. All right, so look, I'm skating on up out of here, okay? Because mama got to get her life in order and get herself together. I just want to drop a dime on y'all real quick. I don't even know what I'm going to call this one. How about just perspective? 2020 vision. That might be pretty good. All right, so look, let me end this with, who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? Huh? This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, okay? So look, I'm still saying this. This ain't never gonna go away, okay? Don't let nobody tell you that you ain't thorough and you ain't wise. More now, please don't do that. Not in 2020. Please don't, please, today. Just, even if you just do it today, please don't let nobody tell you you ain't thorough and wise. Like, come on, you gotta shine on them, okay? Let that little light on the inside of you shine out, cause they hate it, baby. You know, spread love, cause it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. Look, and before I go, I gotta give a shout out to Beat Break Radio, Reach One Network, Food Network, who else? I give a shout out to. How the heck my mind just go that quick, y'all? Baby, gotta get a shout out to you. Listen, y'all, my dog, my other baby, my dog. Y'all, I gotta say y'all this real quick. I gotta give a shout out to my dog. My dog is so thorough and wise. Child, they say the dogs take after their owners. He crazy just like me, but he thorough and he wise. But let me tell y'all something. I need some help, though. Look, I know I'm all over the place. I'm supposed to end this podcast. But I need some help because he's huge. Like, I don't know. Like, I think because, you know, I moved in a different area and it's wintertime now. I'm not, like, really, like, taking him out a lot like I normally would. And I looked at him the other day. I said, no, something's wrong. I don't think a pit bull should be that big. I don't think so. Like, I know he weighs over 100 pounds. That's not healthy. I don't think that's healthy. I need some tips. And I only feed him once a day. Like, he's huge. And you know what my daughter said? She was like this. He supposed to be big like that. I said, no, I don't think so. But he's so thorough and he's so wise. And last night, he was just doing so much thorough and wise stuff. You know, he just knows how to go get his stuff. And I tell him, sit down, be a good boy. He sit down and, you know, he want to come over. I said, you know, he's amazing. And you guys are amazing, too. And I don't even know why I went ahead and told you that. But I don't know. I just started thinking about baby and my dog and... You know, I share everything with y'all. I love y'all, okay? And it's just a touch of J. I'll put that out there in pieces for you. Like I said, I really don't know why, but he's thorough and he's wise. And y'all are thorough and y'all are wise. And I wanted to give a shout out to my dog, okay? Along with everybody else that's out there supporting me. Yes, y'all. Can y'all believe it? I know I'm about to get off of here, but y'all got me rocking in Zimbabwe. I gotta keep saying it. Like I'm out there in, like, Russia. Like... Southeast Asia. Like, have I told y'all? Let me go over here real quick. I gotta tell y'all this. I'm supposed to be ending this. But, like, I just... You know what it is? I kind of can't, like... grasp it. Like, I knew I was okay in Nigeria, Spain. You know, South Africa, France, and stuff like that. But when you start getting numbers, like, you rocking over, like, in Italy and Brazil and... You know, stuff you can't hardly pronounce. Vietnam, you know, Romania. You know, them type of... Republic of Korea. And it's, like, really people that are really, like, listening. You know, you just like, wow. Yeah, so shout out to all of y'all. Everybody. Everybody out there that's doing their little thing. Poland. Y'all rocking with me. Oh, my gosh. Ukraine. Like... Yo, y'all are thorough and y'all are wise, okay? And I need y'all to be looking at this thing right here, perspective. Make sure y'all are thinking about this. You got to go in this 2020 right, okay? Go straight forward. Perspective. Change the way that you see things. That's all. You might not like your living situation or what you got going on because y'all are all over the world. Y'all got a lot going on, you know? But just change the way you look at it. All right, that's what you got to do. You got to think. This is real simple, real easy. So if you're thinking one way, just think opposite of that way. Let's just try that out. And call in. Thanks for calling in. And let me know how it works out for y'all. Look, I'm getting up out of here. I got stuff I got to do. I just had to just, I don't know, show y'all some love. Thanks for my name. It's RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Make sure y'all are checking out my stories. I keep telling y'all that because I'm putting out the food and stuff. And thank y'all for the app. You know, y'all download my app and I want y'all to get these recipes so that y'all can try them. Because these are some good recipes I've been making, all right? They've been so good, especially that Crown Royal cornbread, okay? Like this, these recipes been really good, and I done came up with a lot of them, at least maybe about 20, okay? So we're getting ready to start putting that food out there and stuff. This is my time off, and I'm going ahead, and I'm putting that stuff out there for y'all in pieces. So pay attention to the stories, to the pages. And thanks for the love and the support. I love you guys. I love my babies. All right? Perspective. Okay. Change the way you look at things. Like, I had to just step back real quick and look at this gigantic bed I got. Yeah, I just didn't see it. And sometimes we don't see stuff too. Until we change the way that we look at things. All right? So I'm up out of here. I love y'all for the last time, I swear. This is just a touch of J, baby. And I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. Okay? I love you. Bye-bye.